Yo, have y'all seen the Bratz Baby Bump?
The Bratz? Like the doll?
No, like the rapper.
Oh, no. I have not.
Y'all haven't congratulated her?
No. Should I?
Yes. Do y'all support women having children?
Of course I do.
No matter their sexual orientation?
Of course I do.
That's not of course. You didn't sound sure.
Nah, that sounds like a trick question.
Why? I think it's great.
Of course, support women having babies.
You sound like Drone when he talks about WNBA.
Which the game he still hasn't gone to?
Drone hasn't been here in 6 weeks. He has an excuse. What's your excuse for hating the Bratz baby?
I don't hate the Bratz baby. I thought you were talking about the doll at first.
Yeah. How do dolls get pregnant?
I heard Bratz baby.
Inclusiveness.
How do dolls get pregnant? I meant the Brat. Like
product inclusiveness.
That'd be pretty sick to give kids pregnant dolls.
Yeah, listen. There's a lot of sick kind of like toys for the kids nowadays.
Yeah, but why are we off the Brat? I don't know how, like, what are we doing here?
But I did not see the photo.
No, she performed.
Oh, she performed?
Yeah, she performed.
With a baby bump.
Yeah.
Woman empowerment.
Her donor is a white man.
Ah, there's the catch 22. There it goes. So now I was waiting for the turn. I was waiting for it. It was coming at some point. I just didn't know what it was going to be. But I knew it was coming at some point. So, who's that white man?
Word.
I don't know who responded on it. Isn't that shit anonymous?
Usually
the donors are
I mean, the brat has a wife, since y'all don't care.
Did she choose, like, white?
Yeah, they chose a white man on purpose. Yeah. They chose a white man to be their baby's donor. How y'all feel about that to start the podcast? Make sure y'all say it loud. Let me turn your volume up so I can hear y'all. I can't hear y'all sound low. Joe, what you said? I hear my bad.
Give me context on who.
There's no context. She's having a baby, and he's white.
What's her name again?
Dub Brat. This rapper. This nigga don't know nothing but Bad Bunny. This nigga's crazy. This nigga don't know nothing but
rapper, gone,
but like Romeo Santos.
Weeks, facts.
The Brat, the rapper.
Oh.
Yeah. She's having a white man baby.
Yo, power to her. That's all I got. Brat power to her. What's wrong with having a white donor?
Do you have any thoughts on the matter?
I support all of them.
He wants
them,
me to
so.
Say some outlandish shit. Like, I just
came y'all already said it. I got it already.
I just came back.
I got you already.
I was waiting for where the plot twist was. I found it.
What's
it's a white man baby.
Word. That's okay.
I wonder why she chose a white man baby.
I don't know. Showing
what if she wanted a white man baby?
Yeah, she chose it.
Yeah.
Because you choose those, right? Like, I don't know. I've never been like a
that I know man. Of from what I've seen in shows and movies.
If y'all
donate
a sperm,
I think you could just.
If y'all donate a sperm, would you want to, like, eventually meet the kid?
If I donated, would I want to meet my son?
Well, he's not yours. No, yours. That's not your child.
You gave it up.
You gave it up.
It up.
Yeah. Yes, he's not your child. What the fuck?
For like $100.
That Spanish niggas want to keep everything on.
You
went to the clinic, nutted in a cup.
They gave you $100, and then you went on your way.
That shit up. That shit like $250 now. That shit like $250 a pop now. Niggas, I saw an ad. You can make $1,600 a month.
$1,600.
Yo. That's the max. I mean, that's like the limit. You bugging now.
Inflation up. I mean, times get rough. Just let it rip.
Would I want to meet my...
I would.
Not even my
that's
kid,
why I can't do that. Because I would want to. Because that's crazy.
I kicked that little nigga so... What the fuck is you talking about? Nigga, you
that's crazy.
And I saw shit. Make sure he never comes find me.
That's crazy.
Well, my medical history is there. Look it up. Don't bother me.
So it might sound ignorant, but like, how does it? Like, I know how the process goes, but like, so when the baby is born, does the baby have a resemblance of the original sperm donor, like mixed with like the person that's like it's being injected to? Like,
so I think I wasn't a biology major, but I think that so how it works is the surrogate is when you take the mom, and it's just when the woman can't carry the baby. So you take the mom. And the dad, the egg, and the sperm, you put together, and you just insert in somebody, that's when the baby looks like you.
But she's not a surrogate, though.
No.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
I'm saying with the sperm donor, yeah, the kid is, that is part you.
That is part, yeah.
That's
so, like,
part
it would
you.
Come out looking like that white man. And
yeah, baby's going to come out looking mixed.
A little caramel baby.
Yep. So,
a little macchiato. Or
and she's going to look like a latte and a brat.
No, venti cup. Baby.
That's tough.
I can't believe the brat went from Rough Rider days to having a baby bump from a white man.
From a white man.
I can't believe. But, I mean, I'm all for women having kids.
For sure.
It didn't sound like you guys were, but.
Oh, yeah, of course. Why not?
Didn't sound like you guys were.
China?
Wait, excuse me?
I said, what is this, China?
What is this, China? Wait,
they limit you to have one kid?
That's just still crazy to me to this day.
That is insane.
Wild, bro.
That is really
hey,
intense.
Man, some people shouldn't have multiple kids. I'm going to keep it up.
No, but the rule over there is everyone can only have one kid.
Yeah, only all of them can only have one. Sometimes just one.
Come on.
I thought you was just for a woman having kids.
She's having one. See?
We'll see. She won't choose another white man, baby.
Also, I know we have to start this podcast in a second. Mm. Did you guys hear about Kevin Gates talking about his brother's dick?
Yeah.
What?
Somebody got to stop putting a microphone in front of Kevin Gates. Boy.
Pause, too, on that. But, yeah, because all of it's nasty.
Yeah.
I'll play the clip. Why not?
Nah, we don't need that.
I saved it.
Why you saved it?
So I can play it on the podcast? How y'all react? Duh. What the fuck? I do a podcast. I think about the podcast 24/7.
He willingly just talked.
I don't ever stop.
He was like on an interview, and the lady
just brought up.
The lady asked him.
You could turn the
yeah, the lady asked him if his shit was big.
His brother's shit was big.
No, his shit.
No,
he willingly gave him that information.
We'll play the clip. Yes.
Yeah. What the fuck? People got to stop putting a microphone
on. I'm gone
in front
for
of
like
2 Kevin
weeks
Gates.
And a whole bunch of shit. Well,
I'm going to get to all you niggas. Don't worry. We don't start this podcast at minute 30.
Make sure shit. I don't know if you've seen Joel's.
I've seen everything. Show, right? I see everything. You don't have to tell. I
was asking.
I'm a professional. I see everything y'all nothing, do all bro. Day, 24/7, 7 days a week. Right? I am a pro.
That is a birthday.
5 years, I see everything y'all do. Everything is content.
I'm
telling you, I've been doing this podcast for 5 years. Right? That is what Kevin Gates is doing instead of making music.
No fucking way.
I mean, I don't want the music either.
That's true. That's also true.
No fucking way.
But I also rather the music than this.
Yes. People gotta stop putting a microphone in front of them.
Yeah. With that being said, they hate women, and we're gonna start the podcast. Bye.
Life, more love.
Okay, welcome to episode 181. Welcome to episode 181 of the Imaginary Players Podcast. It's me, the one with full disclosure, a.k.a. Big John from the East Side Boys. You're now listening to always been listening to the greatest show on earth. Thank you guys for liking, subscribing, listening to all the great things you do. Happy Friday. All that good shit. I'm stuffed. It's still early. Blipe that on the YouTube. Sorry. Okay. The Back Out Sad Boys are back.
Back outside. That's crazy. Back outside, boys, is crazy. I know he was waiting all week to say that.
I just came with that just now.
Back outside is crazy.
I'm talented. I got this. Drew's back from Honda Salvador.
Honda Salvador.
Derek's back from Dykeman. I was like, listen, I'm gonna tell y'all something. This I'm gonna introduce y'all now. You niggas is here. Derek and Dro are here.
Yes.
Dro, have you spoken to Derek while you were in Honduras?
Guatemala.
I don't care. No. You correct me? I don't care.
No, I didn't.
So this is the first time y'all have spoken to see each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He literally got into the car. We looked at each other and just laughed.
Have you asked him why he hasn't gone home yet?
No.
Okay.
No, I can't think of it.
Okay,
no.
Cool. No. All right, cool. Derek hasn't been home since you left.
It's been way longer
That's crazy.
Than that.
Yo, listen, man. My man's outside living it up. He is, quote unquote, he is networking for the party.
Hey. Dap each other. Everything is gross. Ew.
Networking for the party.
He's networking for the party.
Y'all can get those lies off to somebody else.
And then I was networking in Guatemala, you know,
we know that.
Our basis, you know.
Bro, you went
or a regional demographic.
Yes.
I get
bro,
it.
Bro, you went and bought some fine young women and do what you got to do.
I ain't do shit, bro. I have fun.
I know you did. I know. No, tell the people something interesting, please.
Shit, I ain't do the volcano hiking. I was tight, bro. I was very looking.
Bro, no one
gives a
fuck. Was you buying pussy or not? I don't give a fuck if you hiked on. Were you buying pussy or not?
No.
I don't care if you. And you gotta bleep pussy out. I don't care if you was hiking. I don't care.
Listen,
people don't
bro,
either.
I was not buying pussy. If anyone was curious to that, no.
You like dated them out there?
What?
You like were dating? What are you doing?
Verbatim? What do you mean?
Dating? So you was like
dating
them out there?
No. I was just being me.
So you were buying pussy?
No. I was not buying pussy.
And he came back with a tattoo and everything.
Nah, bro. Nah. Bro, that's a birth defect. I don't know what you're talking about.
I love seeing you and Derek, like, move through life. Y'all do everything I expect you to do.
No lie. Now, I didn't really, like, no front. When I was over there, I really wasn't on my phone that much or anything like that.
I believe it.
I wasn't.
Why would you be? You're doing something illegal in the United States.
I wasn't really paying attention to social media and anything like that. So, like,
I believe it.
Everything new that I'm hearing from, like, right now and just all the shit that's going through my feed, I'm like, damn, this shit happened? Like, what the fuck?
You've been
like,
gone for a minute.
It's 10 days.
I told you, 10 days is not ten light. Days 10 days is a long time. I
could never do a 10-day vacation.
Bro, 10 days is a long
time. I don't want to be anywhere that long.
At one point, I did feel just like you, where it's like, yo, at a certain point, I want to go home. Like,
because you were stuck in Mexico for 7 months during COVID.
That shit hit me, like, on day 6. I was like, fuck, bro, I low-key want to go home. Like,
vacation?
I don't want to be
here. I don't like being somewhere.
But then everyone started taking shots, and I was like, all right, I'm fine. Like,
and you woke up with a tattoo. So you woke up like you was in a
hangover. What was her name that took the shot with you that I saw?
How's the weather, y'all? Like,
you're going to give me weather. Amazing. I knew that was coming.
The weather out there is fucking beautiful. Over here it's kind of gloomy and shit like that. It don't feel like summer.
Joe, you've been gone for 10 days. It's been 80 and all that. It's been great over here.
What I miss, y'all.
It's been great. It's been the first. This is the first rain day. Three weeks, my nigga. This nigga ain't been home. I just told you. This nigga ain't seen his house in 8 weeks.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yo, he's missed outside.
What?
That's the only thing I wrote to him. No, I take back. I take what I said. I only wrote him once, and it was...
I was
to write him
yeah.
saying Mr. Outside. I'm going to start calling him Mr. Outside. That's it.
Niggas have one girl argument on the podcast. Nigga lost his mind. Yo, I see you, nigga. Like, you niggas do everything I expect y'all to do.
What do you mean?
Like, if niggas, I know exactly what you're about to do.
do
I see exactly what this nigga about to go do.
What do you mean?
I see exactly what's going on. Bro, I did not expect you to come back with a tattoo. What the fuck is going on there? I did not expect you to go get tatted on your forearm in Guatemala.
Yeah. That was very surprising.
It was some shit I've been wanting to do. Not in Guatemala, but I just wanted to do. And the opportunity presented itself in the tattoo artist. Man, cool, bro.
You went with a girl to do it?
Huh?
You went with a girl to do it? I'll be saying shit mad loud.
They ain't have any girl tattoo artists.
No, you went
I said,
like
did you go
girl,
with a girl to
with
do
it? With a girl with you.
Wait, you heard me, nigga.
Yeah, she was there. And someone else. Ah. But she was there, too. So she actually amped me up. She was like, you should get one. I was like, I've been wanting to get one, but I'm just like,
bro, I already knew a girl made you do that. You didn't have to tell me. I know what I know.
I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
It's just she
yeah.
put the battery in my bag.
Yeah.
And then you put the battery in your
phone. And I put my battery in my phone.
I know a girl made you, but I know.
But yeah.
You know, everything I know y'all going, I know it.
This man was just here with, like, on the trip with me.
She got you drunk, she got you tatted, and then she blew your socks off. That's tough.
That is, whoa, what's going on? So niggas treating you like the brat?
No.
That's tough.
Not like the brat.
How are you doing, John?
Word.
I'm great, man. I'm fresh. What are you calling this Friday? I'm fresh.
Word, you
from
wasn't
DC.
Here either this past week.
Word, yeah. How was DC?
DC is normal, bro. God, it's home for me.
I thought you went with him to DC.
This nigga was in North Dykeman.
I didn't even know it was a South Dyke.
Right. I don't know y'all geography.
I've been fighting for my life.
No.
DC was great. DC's always great. Shout out to, my people, the peoples out there and my family out there. Mm-hmm. DC's always a good time. The only difference between DC, I'll talk some more about my weekends since y'all are hiding yours.
Joe's actually.
I don't hear about your weekends. I want to hear about Joe.
I can't put my weekends on the microphone.
Yes, you can. You can do whatever you want. This is an open platform. You can actually do whatever you want. Don't blame this on the microphone. You can say and do whatever you want.
Have fun. Play pool. Almost drowned. Not me. Someone else.
Anyway, you niggas not gonna tell none of the truth,
bro.
DC. Happy birthday, Ray. You know, a podcaster.
Happy birthday.
I mean, I'm part of this podcast. Family to the room. It's good when we all get together and get to celebrate our peoples, man. What did we, in particular, something interesting. You know what I don't like about D.C.? And I always, after 3 days, because a lot of my friends, why don't you just move down here? You know, a lot of friends are down here. I'm like, no. Because I couldn't love D.C., but couldn't live down there. It's too, this is not insulting, but D.C. is kind of diet New York in terms of pace. And everything works backwards there. Like, New York, we're at the point where events are the most important thing. There's not really clubs. Yes, there are bars, and the bars are just, like, for, you know, not stragglers, but, like, the bars in New York City are more Lower East Side, usually white base, things like that. D.C. is very black, and it's beautiful. It's very minority beautiful. But the thing is, the pace there. So, like, because things move slower, things might not get popping until 12, 1 in New York. You better get to this place on time, or you may not even get in. So you're at optimal, like, party for, like, for the most part, for, like, the entire time.
D.C. How many days you out there this past week?
Three. I came back Monday.
How many brunches did you go to?
I like two, but the party brunches in D.C.
They're day.
Yeah, but I'll be, it depends. It depends, right? It depends. This weekend in particular, not as much. And that's because Saturday night, you do the whole, okay, I'm going to just do a regular eating brunch and we're going to go out at night. But their nighttime is, yeah, we could go at 12 and leave. And we only need to party for 2-3 hours. New York, I'm getting there at 9 o'clock,
yeah,
and I'm leaving at 1, and that's my pace now. But D.C., their pace is starting really late, so by the time it gets late, I'm exhausted. Like, if you don't get me out the house before 9, 10, 8, 9 o'clock, I'm tired. I, for the most part, I don't even want to be there.
Yeah, I've been leaving at 4 in the morning.
So, I mean, I know what you be doing. So, you don't got to tell us. We know. Well, we see. So
it's online.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. I expect it to be nowhere else but online. I wouldn't expect it to be nowhere else online. But D.C. is great. Uh-huh. D.C. is great. Like I said, couldn't live there just because of pace. Like I said, I really do enjoy that New York is very event or I know where to go with this person, place type thing. I like that. Yeah. D.C. is not necessarily like that. It, you know, still a...
It'd be hit or miss.
Kind of. D.C., like I said, D.C. is the daytime place for me. It's day parties. That's where it is.
It's
Friday nights and Saturday, Sunday day parties. That's how I want to always want to do D.C. Gotcha. At nighttime, I'm not as interested. So, all right, cool. I'll go because, you know, but I don't really, you know.
But yeah.
In New York, if something's going on at night for me, I know it's going to be fun because this is a specific thing that's happening only on this date at this time. And that's why I still, as many people say New York nightlife is dead, I love that New York is, hey, this collective is having something at this time, at this place, and you should be there because this doesn't happen that often.
I don't think it's dead right now. I think it's actually getting on a high again, NY nightlife.
What, New York?
Yeah, I feel like it's becoming a thing again. I think gearing towards this summer. That's why I said I think this is going to be like a really big summer. I don't know, like, no specific reason, but I just feel like this summer is going to be, like, one of the big ones. Like, last summer didn't really feel like, you know, like it was going to be one of the big ones. But, like, this summer, for some reason, I feel like it's going to be, like, really big.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it all depends where you're located in New York, where you're at. I mean, the place you're going, I'm not going. So, so you're not like, I'm not going.
Yeah, come with me, bro.
Like, no. What the fuck? No. Let me go out there.
It's a great time.
No, it's not. For
it's
you.
It's amazing.
Nigga, I'm going to be there sober, water on, eyes on the swift. I'm not hanging with you, niggas. No. But, yeah, it's a very much like where you're located. But when I say events, I'm talking about big events.
Mm, yeah.
Speaking of events, hey, June 24th, a month from now.
Yes.
Well, now it's less than a month. Our third summer classic is here. It is in Brooklyn, New York. 2-hour open bar. We've done this. I always forget about that October one.
Because it was an R&B one.
Yeah. I mean, also, it wasn't in the summer.
Yeah, I think I didn't go to one of those. Yeah.
It was that R&B one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You was away. As per usual.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Of course. But, yeah, our party is June 24th, 3 to 9, 2-hour open bar, gifts, accessories, a bunch of surprises like usual, and a venue that's never been used before. It's just going to be a beautiful event, beautiful experience.
It's going to be fun.
Come out, drink, have a good time.
Yes.
We have not disappointed yet, so come. Don't miss it. Please don't wait till the day before. I'm really busy. So, you know, writers on strike. I don't have time for this. So please just buy your tickets ahead of time. I'll be honest with y'all. Like, I don't have, like, the time y'all think I have, I don't. Just buy your tickets ahead of time. Have a good time. And I promise you, everything will be so tip-top shape up to the point that you will not understand how fast you got drunk at this party. That is the goal.
Like the last one.
To make sure how as tight and organized as can be so everything is as efficient as possible so you guys can, all you guys have to do is show up, drink, don't worry about anything. Okay? I think that is all for promotion and talking about how you guys have been sluts. I think that's all I have in regards to that. I'll probably circle back to Derek being a whore.
I've been wholesome. Whore.
Yeah, you didn't sound like it's just as convincible as you being happy for the Brett. But all right, let's get to some important stuff. We talked about Jamie Foxx being fine last week, right?
Yep, he's playing pickleball.
Yeah. I think he put out an Instagram video of him saying that he's fine as well. I don't know.
I didn't see that. I seen like a trailer for a movie or something coming out
from the family on Twitter like a couple days.
Maybe I'm wrong. I won't report on it until I am right. And there have been really some salacious rumors about the authenticity of his medical condition. I'd say you media outlets, please shut up and let it be. Whatever you guys think.
HIPAA exists.
Please. That's not for you to investigate. You're not the FBI or whatever you think is going on. So please let that be what it is.
Ain't that crazy how invasive media is?
That
they'll go to those
like those heights of trying to violate HIPAA and shit. Hell yeah, 100% just for a story.
Oh yeah, people do anything for a story. But also, I also say too. I say those media outlets have it easy because you really do get to base your media off of the pain and struggle of other people. Mm. With podcasting too, I always be like, "Hey man, if you're not willing to lay your life here on the line, you're in the wrong business." That's what I say. If you're not willing to lay everything out here, you're in the wrong business. So it's a catch 22. It's both, especially with I would say like media personality. So like TMZ, The Shade Room, Jasmine Brand, Hollywood Unlock is front facing, but they don't have the obligation to also give out what they dish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I said that right. Give out what they dish. In terms of like media, like podcasting, if people don't know much about you, they're not going to be interested in what you have to say about other people. So that's kind of where, you know, you get that line is. But all in all, I still hope Jamie Foxx is doing fine. Hope he's doing great.
It's a fact, man. He's one of the greatest actors out there, truthfully. Like,
nigga do everything.
All around talent.
Yeah, he's just singer, actor, all of it. Comedian.
Everything. Pianist, right?
Yeah, so. That's word. Yeah. So shout out to Jamie, man. I do still hope he's doing well. And media, leave him alone whenever they're ready to tell us what happened. Or we may never find out what happened. There's mad shit. We don't know what happened with mad shit. True. We don't know who's in the car with Terrence. We don't know what really happened with Kevin Hart. There's mad shit we don't know. And it's fine.
That boy Terrence J, man. That was mad funny.
We don't know mad shit. At some point, we gotta leave Jamie alone.
What y'all do if y'all in that situation? You with your side piece and y'all get into a car accident. Like, what are you gonna do there? Do you
leave her in the car.
Oh my God.
And the car too?
In the car.
Both of them?
Both.
Her in the car. Just leave
her in the car. No, I'm gonna be honest.
She good. She in good condition, but I'm just saying, like,
no,
because
if everyone's okay, hey, you were driving, I'm leaving.
Broken ankle and all.
I don't care. I'm out. And
hobbling.
And you're my cousin, I'll let you borrow my car. Dead ass. I'm out of here. I'm out.
Doing a dash.
Or, so one of us is disappearing. One of us is gone.
Like that.
One of us is gone. Hey, Queen, you good? Call this Uber.
It got to be you. You got to be the one to be out. You got to be the one to be out.
Nah, but it's my car.
Yeah, but you gonna tell her to be out. She's going to be like, nah.
No, I
can't leave.
We haven't heard from her since. So what did they do?
Not in that situation. She probably got an NDA or some shit.
Oh. I'm not. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You say, hey. You've got to go.
I mean, in a non-NDA situation. Mm.
I mean,
I agree with your first plan.
Am I famous or am I a regular nigga? If I'm a regular nigga, if I'm an average Joe, I'm on the run.
Yeah,
I'm on the run.
I kind of agree with
that. If I'm a celebrity, hey, Queen, whatever you need, you got to go. I don't care. Take the first Uber to the airport.
That's
how about
crazy.
That?
Taking an Uber to the airport with a broken rib.
Take an Uber to the
crash.
Airport.
Car accident.
Get the fuck
crash.
On your way.
We're going to come in and you're going to pull up. It's like,
walking through TSA with a busted rib cage is crazy.
My God.
I'm a regular Joe. I'm leaving that car. I'm going to say, yo, I let you drive it. You crash my shit. I got insurance. We're good. That's it. No problem.
It's my cousin.
It's my cousin.
right? And
fading in and out.
And if we was drinking and it happened because of that, and if we both lit, hey, we're going to fight these charges. If it's your first DUI, you're going to be good. That should be knocked down to a traffic ticket. It's your first one. We get slapping a good lawyer. We straight. You be good. It's your first one. You got to take the charge. But in reality, she going to tell. I'm an average
That's
nigga.
What I'm saying.
You got to have that pep talk.
No, I'm talking. If I'm an average nigga, I'm going to get caught.
You know, I love you, right? But, like, you got to take this charge. How many years? Like, 5, maybe.
That's tough. Your side piece is not taking that.
No, I mean, yeah, but if that ever happened, as an average Joe, I would just hope she doesn't time me out, but she would. If I'm a celebrity, I'm getting away just like Terrence J. Fuck that. I'm getting up. What? Terrence J. is...
He's a legend for them, I'm not going to lie.
Bro, the nigga, he's not even that famous. And he got away with that. What?
You had to do.
What the fuck? I'm getting away. You crazy? I'm not going to... No, absolutely not. Oh, what else we got? Oh, of course, we cannot start the podcast into anything without saying rest in peace to the great Tina Turner. She passed away today as we were recording. 83 years old. She lived such a long, fruitful life. She's a legend. The songstress, a writer, one of the best musicians and voices we've ever heard. So I want to say, you know, rest in peace to Tina Turner, man. She is the epitome of music. And, yeah. Anybody else? Somebody else passed away. Spike Lee's father, also a legendary musician, passed away. Let me pull up his name. I don't want to, but yeah. And there was someone else as well, but this has just been a day of legends passing. But let me pull up Billy. Yes. Sorry. The name was evading me. Billy, Spike Lee's father, passed away at 94, a very famous music composer. Passed away. Yeah. I think that is all we have in the news section in terms of that.
But luckily for RPs, there ain't no more.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch that White Man Can't Jump movie?
No, I haven't gotten a chance to see it. True.
Oh, I did. I think I have it on this list.
You have it? Honestly?
Yeah, I think I have it in Why I Hate Movie Remakes.
I can't.
You didn't like it?
I hear good things about it. I haven't watched it myself. I
watched it.
I thought it was enjoyable.
I don't know. I'm not comparing it to the first one.
Yeah, that, I don't want to.
When I look back, the first movie wasn't that good.
Don't want to compare the first one because, I mean, it was all right with Wesley and all.
Y'all always trying to skip shout-outs. Y'all don't like nobody.
Shout-outs?
like, y'all don't got, I never got no love to give. You just skipped the whole part where we was celebrating Missy Elliott.
Shout-outs to...
This nigga don't got pre-check. Shit.
You definitely don't.
Shout-outs to Pre-Check. And I don't even got that shit. Someone held me down at the airport. That shit was amazing, bro. I have never gone through the Pre-Check line.
Yo, what is Joe doing? Yo, what's up with
him? Yo, the amount of times I have flown to someplace, bro, I have never done that Pre-Check shit. That shit's amazing. I could see what people deadass pay yearly.
If you fly enough, it's worth it, yeah.
Like, that shit's amazing, bro. I went through that shit. Skip through all that shit. And yo.
Or just get to the airport early.
Yeah, but like, you gotta live life on the edge sometimes. Like, you know, just get there an hour before you fly.
That's tough.
I got there early, bro. I pulled the oldie Spanish person shit, like the oldie Dominican dad that's there like 3-4 hours before flight. Like, but yeah, shout out to Pre-Check. That shit's amazing. I don't pay for it, but I experienced that shit.
I don't pay for it, but you know.
Just shout out to Missy Elliott on being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
She went to the Rock and Roll Hall of
Fame. Yeah, she has been nominated to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Man, I love that they're
Didn't
we're getting.
Did someone get tight that she's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
They're probably white and racist. I heard fuck it was
em. Not Sting, but someone else. Some.
Not
are you talking about Chris Jericho?
No.
Because I saw that too.
It was some artist. I don't know if it was Bomb.
I'm telling you, he got mad.
It was
mad
some
at her,
bro. It was some artist that not mad at her, but the fact that she got nominated to become
that there was some hip hop artist and not other like
exactly.
Rock people who
and
should
I,
be
like,
in there.
I can't remember who.
Chris Jericho was one of them. I'm sorry. I saw the video.
Probably is. But, like, yeah, I'm getting all that shit coming back to my feed. And I'm like, why are you dick sucking, bro? Like, just let her rock. Like,
hey, all you white people that are mad, but don't get mad when Macklemore wins a Grammy and Eminem is in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame and all this shit. Shut the fuck up.
Bro. Missy did her thing, bro.
Missy is a legend, and she 100% deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Because rock and roll derives from the blues, which is black urban-based music, which is hip-hop. So, please.
Yeah.
God, why people won't shut the fuck up about anything. She's not in the Country Hall of Fame. Y'all can be racist over there. Fuck. Damn. Shout out Missy Elliott, man. Also, shout out Janelle Monáe for the most interesting rollout of music I've ever seen.
Word. I heard about something about her, too.
What you heard? No, why don't you tell?
I didn't say I heard something. He said it.
Yeah, but you also said, oh, you made this.
Nah, yeah, I said shout her out because
it popped up on the timeline.
What popped on the timeline? Exactly.
Word for word, what you saw.
Her beauty.
Beauty in what? Like, it was just her face?
Huh?
It was just her face?
Yeah.
I saw a breast. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know.
On more than one occasion.
Like,
on more than one occasion.
I am all for Janelle Monáe using her body to roll out her music. I have no problem with it.
It's good music.
I have no problem with it. That's all I can say about it. You guys can say whatever the fuck you want.
I came back and a whole bunch of shit popped on my timeline. Like, I'm catching up right now. I'm, like, a couple days behind on everything, but, yo.
I just can't believe she was always wearing tuxedos.
Huh?
I just can't believe she was always wearing tuxedos.
I can.
And then just did, like, a double one.
We're in the black positivity phase in music right now, so she took them shits off and said, hey.
I got them.
I'm going to take my breast out, and I'm going to sell these records.
They out here.
I'm going to sell these records. And I actually listened to the single. It's actually a good record.
I'm sure you did.
I did. 100%.
I will be purchasing the album.
Twice. 100%. Shout out to Janelle Monáe. She is killing this rollout.
Fact.
She is killing this rollout. I seen her dancing on the table with
that was
Annette,
the first, yep.
And then I seen her performing, then she took her shirt off, and then I seen her the video where she also took her shirt off. Oh, okay, I see what's going on here.
Talented.
Album is coming, and you're looking to sell a lot of records this time. Yeah. The label must have told us something. I don't know. Hey.
I wish rollouts were like this on a regular basis.
Nah, for everybody. Oh, good. Nah, for some of y'all, y'all keep y'all shirts on. Keep y'all shirts on. We good on them. A lot of female rappers, y'all keep your clothes on. I'm good. Actually, most, I'm good. I'm good. Janelle Monáe, shout out to you for this amazing rollout of music.
Word.
We shout out Ja.
I think that this was a mistake.
Wait, what? Oh,
there's nothing to shout this nigga out for.
What are we shouting out Ja for?
There's nothing.
That's crazy.
Being a quick trigger nigga? I don't know.
Slide hand?
What did he do now again, bro? What didn't he do?
Because
I was over there the second day I was over there. I heard that apparently he went on live again. And
oh, you missed that?
That's right. Nigga had another gun. And then the nigga went and, today, I wasn't worried. Well, that's insensitive. He posted a picture of his mom, his dad, and I don't want to be this naive to, people being this wicked. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying he's a wicked person. Post a picture of his mom, post a picture of his dad, post a picture of his daughter, and then the last slide was bye. So naturally, you know, everyone's head goes to, hey, he's going through a tough time. Is he okay? Is he going to harm himself? Mm-hmm. And apparently, I don't know if this is true because the media says anything. They said that they sent the police over to do a welfare check on Ja Morant. First and foremost, I do hope the young man is doing well. And I do not hope that this is just a pandering ploy to get attention because you are in hot water.
A publicity stunt. Mm.
I do not like people using the trials and tribulations of mental health to forward their agenda. I think it's very dangerous, very reckless. And if you do something, you need to be able to stand on it. Did it once, you got a shot. You did it twice, please don't play the I'm mentally ill. You can be, 100%, because last week we did say, hey, maybe he does have a substance use problem where he doesn't know what he's doing. I 100% accept that, but please do not use the plight of suicide as a tool to push your agenda forward. That, I'm not with none of that. And I hope nobody in his camp is advising him to do that to gain sympathy, because I don't think that worked because it wasn't trending. It didn't garner the attention that I believe that maybe he was looking for, but I also have no idea. Mm. And I wish him well, but I really, really hope that's not what's going on. It's not what's going on.
Well, you said that they said they had a welfare check, but like it wasn't like.
Somebody reported that the cops were in the John Moran's house for a welfare check, but also. Who's releasing this information? Yeah. That's where it always comes. Who's releasing this information? Who sent the cops there? You know, there's so many questions for me to
factors,
be like, okay, this doesn't seem like it makes sense. And me, I'm a nigga, I question everything. No one ever can ever tell me something, I'm going to just believe you. I don't believe nothing. Yeah, this happened. Okay, babe, what else happened? I don't believe nothing. No one can ever convince me of nothing. I'm always going to ask questions. I don't believe anything is just, I don't know. Like, this doesn't seem right to me, you know? And I'm always somebody that's going to question. No one can ever tell me anything. I'm going to be like, that makes sense. No, it doesn't. So, but praise him regardless of whatever. Because even if he's using this as a public ploy, there's still something inherently wrong in that.
Yeah.
So,
or something.
And it looks like a desperation plea to gain favor. I don't know when the NBA's decision is going to, I'm sure after
he's
the finals.
He's still indefinitely suspended, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, he was only suspended from, we don't know yet. I think after the finals, the NBA will announce it. They don't want to take away from the finals right now.
I heard he's suspended on 2K, too.
Yeah, I did see that.
I saw that shit. I'm like, I asked one of my boys.
That's fire.
Like,
I did see that.
I asked one of my boys. I was like, yo, can you choose him?
It's that personal reasons.
Yeah, it's that personal reasons. I'm like, and I was like, oh,
that's
damn.
Crazy.
That's petty.
That's that personal
crazy.
Reasons.
Shit, bro.
But yeah, man, praise the job, man. I hope it all works out.
Yeah.
And, you know. Well, I'm also a Laker fan. So. Anyway.
It's been a rough couple days.
Hey, man.
He looks so sad just now.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, movie remake, since we might as well get there, right? Mm-hmm. I did see White Man Can't Jump. Derek, tell me why you liked this movie.
I thought it was funny. At his moments. It wasn't the greatest movie. But I also liked the House Party, also.
It's Jack Harlow and who else in that?
I don't know his name, but he played Kanan's son in Power.
Okay.
The first.
Oh, he did. Yes, he did.
That's how I know
him. I didn't see that nigga since.
Yeah, that's how I know
him. They shot that nigga straight to hell in this movie. They shot the nigga from Power to this shit.
Yeah. But, I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought it had his moments. It's funny. I think Jack Hall is a funny actor. He was also on last week's episode of Dave, which he was also funny. It's crazy, bro. That Dave show, not to pivot from the movie remakes, but that Dave show, Lil Dicky, he's getting all the stars out for this season. The last episode was I don't know if anyone who's listening has watched it, but the last episode was a Met Gala-based episode, and there was mad celebrities in the episode. They had They had Machine Gun Kelly, they had Jack Harlow, they had Megan Fox, they had Don Cheadle, they had Rachel McAdams.
Oh, shit.
Bro, all of them in like the same scene, like that shit is crazy. Travis Barker. I thought it's wild, like how popular like that show's gone. But that's a great show.
Well, Lil Dicky, he's
everywhere too. He's always on First Take and shit too, I see.
His history and his career is based off, which is, I always say, the most important thing, building relationships. And burning relationships is a very dangerous thing to do. He has always kept a good industry relationships. And you never hear anything bad about him. You know, I think he got a Chris Brown feature. I don't think he paid Chris. You know what I mean? So he has great relationships. And he's been around for a very, very long time. People don't realize it. Like, this pivot to this show, he's been around for a very long time in the industry. So,
to get Rachel McAdams is crazy.
That's a big star.
That might have been the studio. I don't think it knows her. But yeah.
That's crazy, though.
No, that's big.
So, yeah.
And Kevin Hart is a producer on the show, though. Yeah. I love Rachel McAdams so much. High quality. Kevin Hart's studio is the one who produces that show.
Also makes sense. Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. That show will not be on the cancellation, you know.
Yeah. But back to the movie, though. I thought the movie had its moments. It was funny. It was like a, I think it was a cool, not like a background noise movie.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But like, if you like just have nothing to watch, you could throw that on. Whatever, you know what I mean? It. Yeah.
I haven't watched it, but I'll eventually watch it.
I like that Tiana Taylor was in it too. I like that she's been getting her acting bag more.
Yeah, I heard
her other movie I saw was phenomenal.
That's with the son, right? I want to watch that one.
Yeah, I want to find the name because I want to give it its proper praise.
Yeah, I want to watch it. You saw that one already?
On Peacock.
Yeah.
But
I'd have watched that one. But I'm happy she's getting back in her acting.
1001?
Hmm?
1001?
Yes. 1001. Yes. But before that, I did see the movie. Maybe because I was watching it as a movie and not as like background noise and shit. Jack Harlow's witty. I think his jokes were witty.
I feel like he wasn't even acting. I think it was just him.
Yeah, I think he was very witty. But in terms of like all the dramatic scenes were horrendous to watch. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
The flamethrower scene?
Bro, when nigga just kept punching people, I'm like, all right, guys. Like, you know. All right, this nigga's not Kimbo's. Like, stop it.
Oh, my boy Lance Riddick is on that. Wow. Rest in peace to him.
Oh, yes. The father. He played the father. Yeah. Rest in peace to him.
That's
crazy.
He
actually did a really good job as well.
Okay.
But yeah, all the really emotional scenes were like, what is this?
Like cheesy?
It just was bad acting. Really? Like they tried, like Jack Harlow, when he's punching niggas, I'm like, all right, guys. Not to, I mean, I don't care if I spoil it. Y'all can go see it on Hulu.
White Man Can't Punch?
Yeah. And on top of that, like, this was a director Hulu.
Shorty was fire.
This was a director Hulu.
I told you, yeah, I told you it was going to be a Hulu.
This girl.
I'm Spider-Man. Saying it played like a direct-to-streaming movie.
Oh.
Like, it wasn't seeing a theater.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, his love interest is the girl from the first Spider-Man, which is crazy. You know how old she is? She's 33. She don't look 33.
Like, don't crack.
It's crazy.
Some jeans.
That was really OD. She's fire. Shout out to her.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was, I don't like many things. So, I mean, I have to factor that in, but. Uh-huh. It was.
You finished it though.
Yeah, I finished. It was just on, and I played it. It's on. I watched it. I'm sitting there in DC because in between the party, you guys have something to do. I'm eating. I'm watching. I'm like, oh, this is really bad. Damn. This is a bad movie. Like I said, Jack Hall, I found him witty, quick jokes. But yeah, it's a bad movie. And every time like he fell and hurt his knee, they made this.
I hated that noise.
I was like, "What is this? Stop! Dude, this is not Mortal Kombat. What the
noise,
fuck is this?"
Yeah, it was like a sound effect. I didn't
like
it.
I was like, "What are y'all?"
But not that I didn't like it because it was bad. It just sounded nasty.
When he I was fell. Like, "Bro, is this like elementary school editing? Like, because you don't need to make it like
character
sound like Daredevil's."
Yeah, his character in the movie has his fucked up knees. He's, like his whole point is trying to play. Get money for stem cell,
which was a really stupid plot point.
Okay,
I hated that.
Okay, do you really? I don't think it was a bad plot point. I just hated that fucking noise that they made every time they fucking.
Yo, jumped. I need this to get stem cell shit that may not work. Like, and then at the end, the nigga just ended up being a regular ass trainer anyway. Yeah, I hated the plot point. It was terrible.
I'm gonna watch. I'll watch.
The nigga ended up on the Lakers. I was like, yo, bro, what is going on? Like,
well, yeah, he was a manager. He was a manager for Tyler Hero.
He was his trainer, or his, something like that. Whatever. Yeah, I was like, yo, bro, what is this?
He was on the Lakers. You wasn't happy?
No, we would never sign his ass. Him and D-Lo, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. Anyway.
Sensitive subject.
Word. Yeah, man. Well, anyway, I mean, it was...
It was alright. Did you like this, like it more than House Party?
House Party is actually one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. So, yeah. House Party is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. So, yeah.
I also enjoyed House Party.
Yeah, that's actually one of the worst. That's actually one of the worst movies.
It was all right.
That shit was actually...
House Party? Yeah, the new one? Yeah.
If I could see the actors, I'll fight them. That was one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. By
the
far.
Concept is okay. Like, I was like, all right, you know.
The concept is the same as every other house party. Yeah. We throw a party if we're not supposed
but
to.
It
it's the same concept.
House, bro. Like, you know,
that made it so much worse. It's so much more interesting when it's your family's house and you throw a Project X party. Now, oh my God, we stumbled into LeBron. My nigga, his address on Google. You don't know where you at? Anyway, okay, I'm not doing this. Yeah, that was one of the worst. This, I did not think this was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I just didn't like it. Because the dramatic scenes were really, really bad.
Fair enough.
And even like Tiana Taylor, who I think is a very good actress, it's like the awful actors brought her dramatic scenes down. Mm. So yeah, I don't know. It was bad. I think they're also remaking The Color Purple. I know y'all never seen that shit, but
I saw the trailer drop for it. I was honestly, to be honest with you, didn't really care.
I don't think they should do that.
I want them to stop remaking movies. And I know we've been saying this.
They're not going to stop.
They're not. Because Hollywood is...
They're milking franchises.
Yeah, Hollywood is milking franchises, and they have no creativity. They have no stories.
And I fight that point.
Or writers.
And I only fight that point because we have such great TV out, which I think is harder to write than these really, really, really terrible movies.
But the thing is also what I learned when I did go to college... It's the producers. Producers, it's all in the producers' hands. Because a lot of people believe, you know, the directors sucked, the screenplay was this, that, and third. It's actually the producers. The producers are actually the ones controlling everything when it comes to movies. Now, I'm not trying to give them slack, like, hey, guys, let's, you know, knock it off on them. Let's just give them some praise. No, fuck them. Fuck the producers. It's just...
You're right.
Wait, no, right. Hold on. Well, I'm in the middle of a strike, man. That's what I did. What the fuck is with this guy, man?
Can't draw a writer.
No, but yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, but I think it starts even before that because the studio has to green light these movies.
100%.
And somebody what?
It's just that they just keep going for the same.
And
it's the same thing.
The only reason I fight that point, and I fight the creativity point, not the everyone wants lightning in a bottle again. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to make a bunch of money. That's fine. One, I do not think these movies make money. Well, I know. I know these movies don't make money. White Man Can't Jump, I'll use that as an example. You made money because of advertising, I'm sure. There was a lot of product placement there. You saw LaMelo, you saw Nike. Like, you saw the product placement. Okay, cool. You probably made your money back on ads. That's why it's straight to streaming. But you can't put a movie like this in theater because you'll never see your money back. You'll never see this money back again. Right? So you'll get it back in advertising. But I think it's also like, you can probably do the same thing, but just make the movie better.
Yeah.
Like, if they named this movie something other than White Man Can't Jump, I probably would have liked it more.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Like, you don't need to do that.
You need to like attach a.
You don't. Nostalgia. It's a cheap, lazy fucking way to try to make a couple dollars.
Cash grab.
And yeah, it's a cash grab. And you pay these guys in their advance. They probably have no residuals in the movie because there aren't going to be residuals in this movie. Mm-hmm. It's an advertising ploy, a bunch of product placement, and you're like, okay, cool, never need to worry about it again. It's a bad movie.
I wonder how. I don't think Woody Harris and Wesley Snipes gives a fuck, but I would want to know like their reactions to
they don't
this
care.
Movie.
I don't care. Woody Harrelson both of those guys went on to become some of the best roles ever.
Yeah. I was surprised they weren't in it, at least for like a cameo.
They're too big for that movie.
I mean, look, they
a straight Kenan, to
Kenan Play was in House Party.
That when that movie was in theaters. That's a difference. There's a difference. I'm not Wesley Simon. Don't tell me I'm going straight to for what? For what? Because if you're in the industry, you know what that is. Like, I know exactly. Like, I'm watching this. I said, I know exactly what this is. I see this. I know exactly what they're doing. You're not going to demean me. Like, you're not going to diminish my legacy. But no, I know what you're doing. This is a ploy. And there are some straight-to-streaming movies, don't get me wrong, that have big budgets that are of importance. Like, because there's a deal that worked out. I get it. Cool, 100%. But this, no. There's no way a classic movie remake, if you're sending it straight to a streaming service, we know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I know exactly what it is.
Did you see the new Scream movie? I saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, those are phenomenal.
It's really great.
Those are great.
Good. I can't
believe it. They're like 10 for 10. What is it?
They've been really fucking good.
What was it, 5 or 6?
6. The one that just came out with 6.
Yeah, 6 is pretty good.
They're so meta. It's crazy.
Like,
so what?
Meta.
What the hell does that mean? What kind of new kid slang are you guys on?
It's not new kid slang.
What the fuck is that?
Meta is like, Meta is like how. Did you watch it? The recent Scream.
Yes, I've seen the last.
Meta is like the moment in which the girl character is explaining to them the rules of like franchises and movies, but like they're talking about themselves really. Like it's like they're poking fun at themselves in the movie, like as she's explaining like, you know, oh,
it's like existential.
It's like they're talking about themselves in the movie.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not supposed to be for them.
And meta's,
but, like,
meta's the term. I learn something every day. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun,
look at what the kids got going on. That's so meta.
Good movie. Like, how they tie it back to, like, the OG.
No, Scream, listen. Like Scream is well written. It's not even as that well written. It's just the intention. It's all about intent. Mm-hmm. What you're doing, be intentional. They're intentional with their movies. Scream, the intent is to be gory and suspenseful.
Now they won.
So guess what?
The one,
it's
won,
like, gory and suspenseful.
Yeah, they stepped it up in this recent one.
It's like
a good plot twist.
It's intentional. Movies like that, you got to be, especially horror films. Yeah. Hey, you know what? When you're going to see a horror film, you know what you're looking for: gory, bloody. If you're lucky, you get a good mystery. But you know what you're looking for: gory and Scream always does that.
Yeah.
No matter who there, they replace every actor 15 times. They don't give a fuck.
That's why they didn't have Sydney, the character, because they didn't want to pay the actress.
And unfortunately, there's some.
Gotta kill her off on the next one. I'm sorry. Like,
nah, I think they're gonna get her back for the next one.
Some actors aren't bigger than the program.
It's like, bro,
she's not bigger than the movie.
It's like, we get it. Like, you survived all these.
I don't know.
Like, yo, I'm sorry, sis. You gotta get. You gotta get murked.
She's not bigger than the program. There are some franchise, just like the Fast and Furious franchise. They throw niggas in and out. You niggas still gonna see the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they wouldn't do that with Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel is the movie, though.
That's what I'm saying.
She's not Scream.
He is powered by family. He cannot die.
That nigga is starting to walk around like he really is. And that nigga walk around in stupid ass tank top for no reason.
He was at the Lakers game.
Yeah, I was like, why are you wearing that?
Someone said he ran in the Fast and Furious movies against his dad.
Yeah,
dad,
nigga, if you
really
shirt
think
on,
he Dominic Toretto now.
What the fuck? No, but yeah, there are some franchises that are bigger than the actors and actresses.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Scream Sydney is like
trash, bro.
No, I'll tell you what. If they replaced the mask with like somebody that, like, let's say they put the mask and made it like blue, They tried
to do it on the TV show. Remember?
It was weird.
Trash.
And it was garbage. The TV show was trash. That is the face of the movie.
When you see
a poster of the movie, that big ass, the face is the background.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put anybody in there as long as it's bloody and it makes you jump. Good, man. Ain't nobody bigger than the program.
I'm calling it right now. The main protagonist is Kellen Sidney in the next one. That's it.
I don't care if that girl come back. I'm not going to lie. And the movie was good anyway.
I really don't care about
it. And it sucks when the project good without you. I be saying that when like when niggas leave shows and show good without you, I be like, damn, that sucks.
Yeah, that kind
of
sucks.
Tell niggas that all the time, bro. Hey, you better hope niggas fail. Better hope niggas fail. I be saying that like when niggas like leaves, you're like, damn, you hope they like if I leave a job, I'm like, yeah, numbers better go down. I don't care.
I feel that.
I don't care.
That's a tough spot.
I'm good. I'm gonna figure
you're
it
good
out.
Good until it's just still valid, and you just there like,
yeah,
damn.
That's like,
they
damn.
Like, damn.
Like, damn, them should.
I ain't make a difference.
Them niggas still going? niggas ain't quit yet? 182?
Stop at all? Shit.
Hey, these niggas will not stop putting episodes out, huh?
But yeah, fuck Hollywood remix, man.
Yeah, I'm really starting to get really fed up.
I wish, because I know there's a whole bunch of people out there, a whole bunch of writers and like. Producers,
yeah, they're standing outside.
That want,
yeah,
like,
on, hey,
that want.
I'm saying, dude,
come on, man.
That want that limelight, Peter. Like you know, that shine, and probably their scripts are like 10 times better than the shit that's being put out to produce right now. But it's just like
everybody got wait their turn. Though. I always say that. That's also, what was it? I now not realized. You know, my Little Mermaid take right weeks
Did
ago.
You watch it?
No, I'm not going
Did
to.
You didn't watch it.
I don't know. No, has it come out yet?
I thought it did.
I thought it did too, because I kept on seeing like Rotten Tomato shit. And
I thought it came out last week.
I mean, but that's because they see
it. Is that the last week or this week?
Whenever that should come out, I'm looking back and I'm like, oh, this is like an emotional thing for people. Because I was making jokes as a stupid man. But then someone said, hey, like.
Stop that. No.
They may have said that, but I ignored that part. You know, they were explaining to me, hey, like, this is an emotional moment to see a black woman in this position. And, you know, and I 100% agree.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to make me go see it. I'll buy it digitally, maybe. I'm not, you know what I mean? But, like, I do understand that it's a very important movie. I didn't realize. Two different things. I understand that's important. I was like, oh, niggas, gosh, like, care. Oh, shit.
She in the bag now, too.
And niggas
that's a
do.
Disney bag.
Why
bro.
Don't niggas care that Yara Shahidi is Tinkerbell then?
For who?
Yara Shahidi, the girl from Grown-ish or Black-ish, both.
Black-ish. Oh.
Why don't care nobody cares she's Tinkerbell?
I don't know.
I think that movie went straight to fucking streaming too.
Streaming?
See? See? Niggas don't give a fuck, man.
Meaning them.
But, That is a remake that I haven't heard much about, but I am in full support of Little Mermaid. The rest of y'all niggas, stop.
Oh, my God.
I am in full support of Little Mermaid. Whatever the rest of you niggas got going on, I'm not with none of it. No. The Color Purple, I seen the trailer. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to lie. No. I seen,
man, no.
And I hate it so much, bro. I know it's part of life, and everyone's got to do it, and it makes sense. I seen them put a video out of Oprah, Gail,
They were in a bag with Oprah, too?
Huh?
They were making the remake?
No. They had a video of Oprah watching the trailer on a small computer in a white robe with a bunch of older black women. And I'm sitting here, oh, my gosh.
I know Oprah was thinking,
y'all don't
like,
shut
the
fuck up with this. And Oprah grabbing her chest, pretending to cry, and Gail there. I hate Gail. But Gail there holding her a kiss on the mouth or whatever they was doing. I don't know. Like, I'm over it. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I don't. I don't care. And I was like, yo, guys, this isn't going to make me emotional. Like, I don't give a shit. But also, I know that I'm not the demographic. So it doesn't matter what I say.
Yeah, type shit is crazy.
Yeah, type shit is crazy. That was sick.
Yeah, type shit is crazy.
Me, I'm black, though. So I am the Color Purple. So I'm
it's for your demographic, buddy. You just don't care.
All right, just give it
no,
up.
No, you don't care about it.
I can't believe this nigga made a girl get a tattoo on his forearm.
No.
This nigga's crazy.
Listen, I got it because I have been wanted it. Mm-hmm. I have been wanted to get this tattoo.
You just waited till he's with
she
that girl
just,
in Guatemala.
She was like, you should go get it. I was like,
so she made you get the tattoo?
No, because I was looking for the tattoo shops, and she tagged along. But
you just found it with her.
No, she tagged along. And then someone
she held your hand?
No. Bro, that shit, no funny, bro. I don't know why people. I listen, this is probably my. I can't be talking shit because this is my first tattoo. But like, tattoos don't hurt unless they're, like, they're near the bone. I'm assuming because like.
I don't have any. Couldn't tell you.
This was like nothing. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Maybe if I get it near my fucking elbow or knees, probably. But like, oh, tattoos yeah. don't fucking hurt. Like couldn't everyone kept on saying, "Yo, that shit fucking hurt." Like,
couldn't tell you. And black people can't talk about tattoos since what's that dude on Blank Cake that was making his dogs fight? I don't even like say tattoos on the air no more. The Ooh, dude that do the what's the tattoo show on VH1?
Oh, Black Ink.
Yeah.
Black Ink.
Yeah, since he made it, didn't they
Caesar?
Yeah, I don't know, nigga. What?
The main dude.
Yeah. Then they kicked him off his own show. I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but I saw a trailer for it. They kicked him off his own show that he owns.
That's tough.
Because he was hitting his dog, which is not okay to hit animals.
Of course not.
But every time I hear a tattoo on a podcast, I'm like, oh. So sad for him.
Is that what you think of?
Yeah. Word. I'm like, I'm so sad for him.
Tattoo.
I'm not sad for him, but oh, that's so sad.
What else we got?
What do we got here? What did I put on this? Let me stay on hate. But I don't hate the Little Mermaid. All right, relax. Timbaland.
What
he said? He's been saying a bunch of shit that I hate. So about 2-3 weeks ago, and I literally specifically did not talk about this because I don't want to give this any light because I think it's gross and nasty. Timbaland.
He's opposed to AI? Is he opposed to AI?
Or? No, he's big AI, but it's like I don't care if you are in favor of AI.
Gotcha.
That's your opinion. I am not. Well, I mean, in terms of music. I don't like the AI voice. I'm not really with it. I don't like it. I do like that it can help up-and-coming producers maybe elevate their work. That's fine.
Gotcha.
But I'm not with taking dead people's voices and putting on your beat, which is exactly what Timbaland did. Timbaland took Biggie's voice.
Oh, I did see that.
And, like, made a beat and said, I can finally have a song with Biggie. That's weird. That's weird. It's nasty, and it affects everyone. It literally, you're not thinking about his family. You're not thinking about his close friends. And how traumatic that is to hear something that now, and they're not monetizing off of it. On top of that,
if anything, I would have thought Diddy would have done it.
No, Diddy has that's Diddy's friend. You know what I'm saying? Like Diddy's not. Is that, really? It's nasty.
Is it really?
Bro, we're not doing this. I don't know what's up with this nigga. This nigga doing conspiracy theories over here. What's up with this nigga?
Blame the tattoo.
Yeah, the tattoo made this nigga act crazy.
That's crazy.
But no, you know, like.
No, that's filthy work. I can't.
Remember. I don't like, and it's gross, and. Beyond him, like, if you thought it was a good idea at the time and you rethought it through, that's fine. We're allowed to make mistakes and change our mind. He not doubled down. He does this nasty shit that is in the industry, and the music industry.
Did he put out a full song or like just like a clip
of
something?
He put a clip of it, but no, what he did was Timbaland is launching an AI app.
Oh shit,
yo, damn, he's trying to get. So he used that shit to roll his nasty ass app with his beats. And dead voices.
Don't let Ice Cube hear this, because that motherfucker tight, too. Ice Cube hates AI. I just saw some shit.
I can 100%. Especially if you're an older rapper, and you don't rap anymore, and people have always wanted to rap with you, so you're going to... No, I don't rap for a fucking reason. I'm done. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
But now, we're going to get in a place where everyone's going to license their voice. And I think it's going to be like that with podcasting, too. You got to license your voice. So you can sue if somebody uses it. Because if the technology is advancing this way, everybody can use anybody can use any aspect of media to influence anything. So, yeah, I hate it. Timbaland, I think it's gross.
It is.
That you're using your desire to be on a song of Biggie, taking his voice, and then now promoting your AI app, whatever it is. I don't need to know details about it. I just know it's gross, and it's nasty, and it's unnecessary for legends to do. I don't like seeing the legends go out sad, and this is the same guy who was mad when people wanted to use Aaliyah's vocals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, bro, what are you doing?
Hypocrisy.
Same guy didn't want Drake putting out records with Aaliyah. Though I agreed at the time, hey, this doesn't add up. So, I don't know. And then he said some shit. Hold on, let me find this shit. This nigga said how he's cool. He's cool R. Kelly and shit. Hold up, what's nigga said?
Like
bros? Or like,
nah, he didn't say that specifically.
Like, he's okay with the shit he's done? Or like,
that's sick. I don't think
so. Listen, bro, you wrote it. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, but you know how I'm paying narrative.
He was on some separate the art from the artist type shit.
Yeah. I want to get the clip, though. Because he said that shit mad, like, definitively. Oh, I found it.
Oh, right. Hold on. Oh, shit.
All right, yeah. All right. This is what Nasty S. Timberland just said.
I believe you can separate art from an artist.
I'm straight.
You can say what he produced and what he did was unbelievable.
Come on, Uncle Shannon, don't say that.
And be disgusted by what he did as a person. That's R. Kelly. And sometimes, because the depravity and what he did, you throw everything that he's done artistically away. I don't believe you can do that.
No,
I believe you can separate the two.
Yes, you can.
I agree.
Oh, come on, bro. The fuck is about Timberland?
Someone agreed?
There's nothing to try to downplay or whatever he did outside of the music realm, because we know.
R. Kelly's the king of R&B. We all know that. And it's funny, I'm glad you talk about that, because I be having talks to him. I jump when he said R. Kelly. I'm like, so we just gonna ignore his music that he gave us that we all jammed to? No, yeah. We can't do that.
Right.
His art is his art. I'm not gonna bash him.
But he ain't the only one that got some things and has some things in his closet, but we still listen to the music.
Exactly. And to me, we have to learn I think as a culture, we have to learn how to separate that. And if I say, okay, who can battle R. Kelly, I don't wanna see in the comments, how you gonna have this? Don't mix music up with person.
Mm-hmm.
Music is a feeling that stands alone. Music is something that don't have no race.
Let me turn this shit off. What are y'all opinions on his thought process?
It's tough. It's not tough, actually, but it's tough when I understand the whole sentiment of trying to separate the art from the artist, but like at a certain point, like it doesn't work, like at all. Because what if the art that he's putting out in context is in relation to the shit that he did?
Done, yeah.
You cannot separate the art from the artist. As much as you may want to, or as much as you may like to, like, sometimes you just can't do it. Like, this is what it is. So it's, like, very ignorant to just think you could just...
Separate it.
You could just separate it just because it's art. It's like, nah, bro. If you saw an art piece of, like, some mad racist shit, because his art is cool.
It's a great point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just because it's hung up in a
museum.
The
most fire picture, but it's lynching niggas. I'm not with it.
Yeah, in the museum.
Yeah.
From 1840 or some shit. But, like, because it's in the museum, niggas is not supposed to attack that art piece because it's art. Or whoever also made it on top of that because it's, a form of expression. Bro, no, fuck that. That shit out of here. That's how I feel about it.
So, well, let me get the initial point out the way so we can have an expanded conversation. Mm. R. Kelly does not apply to anything Timberland said. That was really, really stupid. Because, hey, context in life, in everything in life matters. The context was, hey, R. Kelly was marrying children while he was making records about having sex. So, no, you cannot separate that. That is disgusting. When I hear those songs now, I feel disgusting.
On top of that, not to cut you off.
No.
Like, yes. On top of that, R. Kelly literally married Aaliyah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he was dating a child.
Making these songs. Specific to Aaliyah, who in relation to Timbaland, holds her so, quote unquote, near and dear to his heart.
That's why all them niggas that said it was around Aaliyah, I don't believe none of them.
Bro, that shit is crazy.
I don't believe none of that shit. I was around Aaliyah. Nah.
Like, it's documented, pictures. That whole situation was fucked. Like, it was literally documented that her parents, like, did that shit. Like,
yeah.
And he's cool with that? Like, as that's supposed to be baby girl? Like, are you cool with that?
Yeah. That makes me think that there was a lot of shit going on that we still don't even know. With all the shit that we know, we don't know nothing.
Yeah. I believe
the shit is still in the shadows.
Rest in peace, Aaliyah, but... Mm-hmm. Not even but. Rest in peace, Aaliyah. That's a standalone statement. But I'm saying, like, yo, like... Music is, like, he even said it. Music is a feeling. Music is all these things.
But
cool.
It's like that feeling
It becomes borderline eerie.
I know you're fucking children and you're making songs about sex. Exactly. The feeling is disgusting now. Yeah. What the like? What?
Like there's a line.
Like, okay, you are having sex with minors.
Numerous.
You're making songs about sex. Hey, I don't want to hear your songs anymore because it makes me uncomfortable.
Exactly.
I don't know why that. Like, it's a very simple concept.
Mm-hmm.
If even to his point holds true. Now, you know, when it comes to, I'm going to give another, like Kanye West. When things first happened, I was very initial, hey, I don't really want something to Kanye anymore, especially because he's just disrespecting the black community. And then you start to get, not context, but you start to sympathize with certain mental health aspects about it and certain things. So, like, I'm not going to say, hey, if Kanye puts a song out tomorrow, I'm going to listen. I'm going to hear what it's about. You know what I mean? Because the context in that is different to me.
Yeah,
the context, it's just different. R. Kelly, in a specific context, is a nasty, disgusting
pervert-ass nigga.
Pedophile pervert. So, no, I do not want to hear R. Kelly is the king of R&B. The king of R&B should not be a pedophile. I don't know what these niggas are talking about.
Facts.
Like, what? Like, where are y'all at?
That's crazy.
Saying, I don't care, he's the king of R&B. He was talking about little kids. So, no, the context of the songs changed, which makes me not like the song as much.
Changes
the
whole perspective and context of everything.
Like, what are we talking about?
It makes you think, like, damn, what the fuck does Step in the Name of Love actually mean, though?
Yeah, and when people play that, I'm like, hey, turn that shit off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. But here I come, so I'm sitting down looking around like, yo, what are y'all doing? Y'all dead ass?
Type shit.
Like, there's mad R&B y'all can play. Y'all don't need to, like, it's fine. And what I do agree with Timbaland is, yes, we definitely ignore certain things about our favorite artists and when it comes to music. That's fine. Not that it's fine, but yeah, it happens. Hey, guess what? We're not ignoring pedophilia, buddy. I've never heard it. Never heard it.
Nah, he tweaked out.
And if I'm trying to think of another scenario where something even close to that has happened and we didn't like drag it. Yeah, I've not. This R. Kelly's, his situation is like one of one.
It is one of one.
Like,
because of all artists, and like in the past 20 years or so,
who was in jail for rape and sex with a minor? No, I don't think we have. No. That's not one of them forgivable offenses, buddy. Nah. So, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Comes up to mind.
Timbaland's been wilding, and he ain't make a good beat since, what, Magna Carta Holy Grail or whatever. And you know when you get old and your waves are in your head, as opposed to like on your hair? He got that shit, so I think he got maybe it's like brain damage or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I ain't see him hang out with Missy in a minute, so maybe I hope they're not friends because I love Missy Elliott. Oh, what more? That's it. That's all I got, man.
Yeah. But wild.
Buck Timlin, nigga, all his AI shit. And shout out to Guru for saying Timlin, that AI shit is corny. Nigga, put the story on his Instagram story. Yo, Timlin, this is weird. This is corny. Stop it. Like, stop.
Let me check them.
Somebody who was around during Biggie and was a part of that, yeah, stop. It's corny. All right. What else we got here? We're already an hour in. Look at that. Have y'all seen DJ Envy versus Rick Ross?
No, I've seen clips. I don't know the backstory. I just know they got beef, and I know Envy pulled up the episode of The Breakfast Club just as an officer. And I know Rick Ross said that Envy's wife would come play like pickleball or some shit with him.
Oh, shit. That's all I know, too.
Yeah, that's all I know. I don't really know.
I know that they've been arguing. I mean, we're a podcast. We can stretch this out. But that's all I know, too, nigga. I don't know what these niggas are going on.
Envy, is this the same episode when he talked about why exactly he was a correctional officer? Or no, this is a different.
No, this is this so recent. From the context I understand is DJ Envy and Rick Ross are both having car shows.
Gotcha. I did see that.
And I guess they were doing a little playful, like, jabbing back and forth at each other's car shows.
Mm-hmm.
I think that at a point, I don't know who stopped playing first, but
probably Rick Ross.
Ross seemed like he stopped playing. Or he was still playing, but he took it a little further by saying he'll have Envy's kids wash the cars and that he'll have his wife playing paddle ball and he was smacking the pads if he was smacking a girl's ass. Yo. I'm just saying, that's what happened. No disrespect, I'm saying. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So and then Envy came into the Breakfast Club.
Dressed as a correctional officer.
Well, before that, he came in saying Rick Ross was fat and that he rents his house out for movies. Because he rents his house out for Coming to America, too.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He said, I don't have to Airbnb my homes. And that was cool. And then when Rick Ross did the paddle thing, Envy came in dressed as a cop and said that, you know, Rick Ross talks about being a boss, but his boss is Wutu Wutu. He said a name. It was like, yeah, that's the warden at where he worked at. So I don't know. I don't listen.
Okay.
I love a good back and forth. I enjoy. I think it's a sport. To take these microphones and go back and forth. I think it is a sport. I enjoy it. And I always said I would love the day that I would have the opportunity to engage in that sport. I always say that. I say, hey, I would love it one day. Just because to me, it would never be serious. It's just a microphone. No one's going to see me do anything. And I think these guys are going to run straight and not do anything to each other either. Once, as long as it's here, it's fine.
Saying I'm having kids wash my car is crazy. That's sick. That's sick.
And clever.
I'm not playing no more after that. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? My kids are going to wash your car. Nah, that's rad.
For the show is crazy.
I'm packing you up. I'm packing you up. That's crazy.
But that's my question, right? So, not my question, but my observation is like, why is the talking space so dangerous as opposed to like the rap space, right? If somebody said that to me in a rap lyric, I don't think I'd care. Not me. I'm saying like, I don't think that's a rapper should super duper care. Like, you would just have to rap back. Like, if a rapper crashed out over that, you would look at him like, okay, bro, we're rapping. What's what we're doing? Mm-hmm. Why? The talking space is so much more sensitive than the hip-hop space, because this is all hip-hop to me. All of it's hip-hop. Not podcasting in general. I'm saying, like, this is Rick Ross being a rapper, Envy being a hip-hop. Like, this is hip-hop.
Genre is hip-hop.
This is hip-hop. Why, like, you know what I mean? It doesn't seem like it's going to go anywhere serious, but, like... But I felt the same way. I'm like, oh, shit, this nigga said that. That's crazy. That nigga rapped it. I wouldn't be like, all right, so what? So I don't know. But I'm enjoying this back and forth.
I think because the results are faster. I think the results are faster when it comes to it being talk.
Yeah.
Because rapping.
You just talk and it's just there.
Yeah. Because like it could be one day, for instance, Rick Ross. No, Envy said this and then Rick Ross said that the day after. And then the next day. Envy dressed up as a correct.
It can just happen in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, as opposed to rapping, it could take. Fucking
couple
weeks,
days,
months, a year. Yeah. Like Drake done said this is back to other people from years ago and like subtly slipped them in and not if you like unless you're real break it down, that shit just flew over your head.
You could just turn your phone on and just go on IG Live.
Yeah. As opposed to and then know, this is their job. This is their day job. They could welcome, good morning, da 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 da. And then come in as a fucking correctional officer. And
that's
like,
all it takes. And
yeah.
50,000, you go on IG Live, 50,000 people in 5 minutes.
So I think that's why it's different, I think. If not...
It's the accessibility.
Yeah. Because, I mean, how many people really tune into a radio show? Not many.
Nowadays, not many.
But, like, if you have it on IG Live or some type of live or streaming...
And you know that. That's why you dress like that. Because you're not going to see that just like on streaming. Like, boom. It's going to be a visual.
So. Well, I mean, all... The reality also too, they've converted all radio shows to podcasts now. So
yeah, that too. Exactly.
But because of that reason too though. Because
you want more exclusiveness. You want to
You want more eyes. It's easier to access. It's more accessible.
Stuff. Yeah. So I think that's why I can't think of any other reason for it to be a bit different as
don't know if it's something my kids gonna watch your call.
That's just crazy.
That's
hilarious. I'm not gonna lie, yeah.
That shit you don't
play
like fucking
play pickleball with my wife.
No that's
funny,
fucking,
yeah. No,
I still don't
right.
know pickleball.
No funny, like
it's a hot thing now, apparently.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
You gotta get packed up. You gotta get packed up.
But you like the reality of it is Rick Ross. Like you can't do nothing to that sucks when you're dealing with niggas.
You get home, bro. My fault. You get home, you just go inside your crib and you look at your kids and then you get that slight image of them washing a car like nah, bro. Like you gotta go for the grip or something, bro. Like
that's
wild.
Sick.
But that's the thing is too, when you're dealing with nigga you can't beat, that's where you gotta realize.
That's
like,
why I think he bold because like if you just be in the Breakfast Club, like they just walk outside and like it'd be a whole bunch of people there, like he's crazy.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, that's tough.
He ain't like exclusive.
I respect him. I respect Envy. I respect him a lot. A lot.
Because of that. I hope only because of that. Because there's a lot of questionable.
No, I mean, I don't. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's it. I respect them for take, like, when you fighting, up mm-hmm. and you have no fear, I respect it. You're fighting up.
You're standing on your square.
But also, too, I would say in this space, Envy has the advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in the talking space,
yeah,
because I know I'm good at this. I got you. Like, if Ross puts Envy in a rap, I'm going to think it's corny. Like, what are you talking about? DJ Envy? What the fuck? Ugh, he don't even rap. What kind of weird ass shit is that?
Yeah.
That's why you're going to have his kids watch the call.
I think DJ Envy winning right now. I'm not going to front. Even, no, Rick Ross, I'm lying.
That was a crazy thing to say.
I'm lying.
That was a crazy thing to say about his kids.
I'm lying, yeah. Nigga, the cop thing ain't go over well.
It ain't go
over
that
way.
50 already beat that dead horse down.
Yeah, like, but a nigga, listen, for 50 to go to war with Ross and Ross still be around, lets you know, 50 buried niggas.
Yeah.
50 buried niggas. Mm-hmm. Talking about two people that 50 ain't really buried was three. Kiss, Fat Joe, Ross.
Yeah, because y'all were out here.
Ja Rule, it was never the same.
Ja Rule was doing those infomercials and shit, man. That shit's crazy.
I'm not blaming Nas's down to up on 50. Nas is just not making the best music at the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And he's phenomenal now. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all. Emmy and Ross, I was very intrigued.
It's going to be interesting.
Now, I think this is over soon because we don't give a fuck anymore. Mm-hmm. I would hope they could stop because we don't care. And if this is all over a fucking car show, it's really dumb. It's really dumb. I think it's stupid. And I fight with the struggle of being, like, mature.
Okay.
And enjoying this shit. I don't enjoy this because it's like, why can't y'all just both do the show and shut the fuck up? Because I'm sure you guys will sell great. Like, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I don't like the arguing for the internet and then it goes too far.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? The idea of we're just going to make a scene for the internet so it can blow up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a struggle for me.
Gotcha.
You know, that's why I like being a not super popular podcast as of yet, because I don't know what that's going to come with. But I've also said, hey, I am very open to this healthy competition here. You know what I mean? Like, I am super cool with it. And everyone should leave me alone. But I don't like, y'all can just both do the shit and leave this alone.
Exactly.
It don't got to, nobody kids or wife got to be involved. Like, y'all can do shit and be done with it. It's fine.
I still think he got to get clapping back because that shit is wild, bro.
I don't think he wore a police officer outfit, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Which was odd. I don't know. Did you guys see Dirk's interview with Academics? Well, I saw a piece of it, but
I saw the clip he's referring to about the Gunna and him being a rat.
Well, there's a lot that happened here. But I want to start with why I don't... It's weird when I see the street dude do, like, album rollouts. Now, because I don't think Dirk needs to do album rollouts. Or I could be wrong in that.
He does. He should do.
I'm open to being wrong.
Yeah. He still don't got that one.
But I think this doesn't change Dirk's album sales. Well, actually, you know what? I mean, him doing Academics may change his album sales because that's a different demographic of people. But if Dirk goes and does all the radio, the press, and all, I don't think that changes what he's going to sell.
I agree.
So I don't really see the point. Yeah, I don't see the point in talking about these things. And I think part of why we like him is his allure to never saying anything about any of the shit that's going on, unless it's in the music. So I'm wondering, with the single that I hated, which I still am in the minority here, because I really do. I cannot stand that song.
I'm on the same page.
Yeah, but the people, fucking stupid ass song. Well,
and them kids.
Them dumbass kids. Get the fuck out of this music video and go shoot someone, Dirk. Damn. Anyway, but I'm the problem. That's me.
Yeah.
But,
not playing downfall.
No, I'm just saying, like,
I know.
I think part of Dirk's presence and being this mysterious figure that doesn't ever say anything, but you just a lot of street shit happens around him.
Mm-hmm.
So he just builds a reputation. I think that can be the marketing strategy from now on.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to be this front facing.
No. Especially now, these times.
But I do think Ack was the perfect person to interview him because Ack doesn't care. He asks any question he feels like at any time. And he asks him questions about everything. Which is why when people hate Ack, it's like, okay, I hear you, but I don't think anybody interviews as aggressively as Academic does. You know? Because Academic doesn't really...
He's unfiltered.
And he doesn't base his livelihood off relationships. When you're in the industry and you base your livelihood off of these relationships with these artists and these labels, you're not going to be able to give your honest opinion. That's just what it is. And that's okay.
Because you hold back.
Like, I don't expect Lil Durk to do Elliot Wilson. Elliot Wilson cannot ask him about King Vaughn. And, like, he's not going to do that. Mm-hmm. It's just not their wheelhouse. So, but what I will say is, Durk saying what he said about Gunna, I think it's going to make it really hard for Gunna to make his way back. You know, Durk said that, listen, I heard what I heard. I saw what I saw. Gunna told, I hate all rats, so I don't fuck with him. I think him saying that makes it really difficult for Gunna to make his way back into the industry.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw also Weezy said the same thing.
Lil Wayne?
No, the producer Weezy.
Oh, yeah.
Like the dude that Gunna is like notorious for, like, you know, usually the Weezy out of here, him.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, okay.
Like he said the same sentiments this week also.
Damn. After Durk, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Durk is going to start a domino effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right after Durk. He said it this week. Someone put up like DMs with Weezy, and he was calling him a rat and shit like that.
I'm not running around here in the streets. I'm not committing any crimes, but just from, you know, how these things go, the rules are the rules, and I think that because Durk is a very well-known certified street dude, him saying it, it's like, all right, now it's kind of gives the industry the permission to be like, yeah, we don't fuck with you either, man. Because everyone's like, oh, did he really tell all this other? Or goes, yo, bro, I don't care. Yeah.
Street code, yeah.
It's unfortunate. And y'all hear they said they're going to give Tory more time.
Really? I didn't.
Are they really?
I don't care. That's what I heard.
I was over here in the last episode. Yeah, talking about that.
Yeah. That nigga about to do 12 of them dangs.
How many years was he originally?
That shit was...
The max was 22.
22, but the minimum was 9. So they're going to give him in between. That nigga about to do 13 of them dangs.
Yeah. Man, mad albums for when he come out. You see the pace he was working at when he was free. Imagine when he's locked up.
That nigga about to be out at when he's 45, rapping.
Yeah, fans ain't holding any breath on that next Chink stage because it's going to be a man.
I ain't going to lie, I was, but
it's a clip now, buddy.
Charge the game.
That's it, man. That's it. Anything else in pop culture? I think we're good on that. I did want to ask you guys, what do you guys value more in life? Saw this. I don't know where I saw this. You guys value being right or happy? Being validated in your thought or being able to let it go and be happy?
I say happy.
I expected that answer.
I say happy because...
This nigga shooting at you because you got a battery on your phone. See? It's like crazy.
I say happy.
Look how niggas turn on each other.
The validation, like you said, the validation in your right, you said? Or what exactly?
I mean, validation in your thought. Validation in your thought. Thought, hey, so like, hey, I know I'm right, so I need to be right. It's very important for me to be
honest. You're like in a hamster in a wheel, and you're just spinning in your own head saying, like, yeah, I'm right. As opposed to you probably feel and look miserable to everyone else. I'd rather be happy because life is too fucking short. Like, if it passes and if I, you know, like, yeah, I'd rather be happy. Fuck that. If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong, bro. Fuck it. We're humans. Everyone's wrong. Like, not everyone.
Let me rephrase it.
So, like, to what context do you want to phrase it to? Like, an argument or to, like.
I mean, not, it doesn't even have to be anything.
Who did me wrong or, like.
It doesn't even have to be anything specific. Like, hey, I know I'm right about this.
Okay.
Or this, whatever situation may be. But, hey, it doesn't behoove me to kind of belabor to the point of me being right and being told I'm right. I'd rather be happy and just like let it go.
I'd rather be happy than let it go.
And let it go.
Younger me would, young, ignorant, petty me, mm-hmm. He knows, petty me, would definitely be, I want to be right.
Yeah, they know a lot. Oh,
right, y'all. But now.
We didn't know you got the battery, but you know.
But now me, I would rather be happy. There's just too much shit going on for me to want to diddle daddle about me being right and knowing I have to be right. Fuck that. Peace of mind, bro. Peace of mind goes a long way.
Derek?
I think it, well, it depends on what I'm losing in the situation or which I would choose to lean towards. Like, what is a...
Expound on what would be a circumstance where it matters what you're losing.
Like it's an argument. What's the... What am I losing in that argument? Like, if I, say you're arguing with... Say a hypothetical, like a partner or something like that. Say whatever the argument is about. Like, if you choose to be right... Like, all right, you're right, but now y'all both mad and y'all not talking. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but if you decide at that point, hey, I'm going to let this go.
That's what I'm saying. It depends on, like, what I'm losing is what would, like, gauge which one I would lean towards. Or even, like, maybe my ego in the moment. Or, what depending on, like, the context of, like, what it is that we're arguing about. Because sometimes when you write about something, you going to fight until you going to fight for what's right. You know what I'm saying? But I also understand.
Yeah, but you being right doesn't mean it's right.
Well, so I'm correct. Fighting till it's right. Like, if it is right. Not, I'm speaking from, like, not just a one-person standpoint. Like, whatever the situation is that we're arguing about or whatever it is that we're going back and forth about. Like, if it is right, like, you probably going to want to fight for that. But then, like, if it is something that's not that significant, it's like, you know what? You could have that. Just to make the situation easier. You know what I'm saying? Just to be happier with the peace of mind of not having to engage in some type of like a verbal.
What if it's okay? Let's make it more specific. Because what if it's something okay? It's something serious. Mm-hmm. Hey, I don't know. What can you say? Relationship, and we're talking about kids, and you're 100% sure you are correct about how this should go in terms of seeing your child. Or dealing with your child, however you... I can't think of a super-duper specific scenario here.
Yeah.
Or peace.
That's different.
Why? Hey,
that's why I'm the best in the world.
I would say that's different because... In that context... It's not an argument, it's a discussion, as opposed to me earlier saying, I just want to choose peace of mind because, you know, as time goes, you just want to not even give a fuck about it. Like, you would rather just be happy. Now, this discussion you're bringing up, it pivots from that completely. Now, if you're talking about, like, how you bring up a child or, like, what was it you said? Like, how
you guys are, I don't know. You think, well, you...
Different
you,
ends of...
Well, you... are very sure you're right about how this should go with your child.
Okay.
And she's 100% sure she's very right about how this should go with your child.
Gotcha.
Right? Do you keep this argument going for an extended period of time?
Or
you say, hey, you know what? Right. For peace, I am going to secede. Which means separate. Or just like subside.
Yeah, I still stand on that as different. Because we're talking about a whole different other life as opposed to just pettiness, arguments, or just any other, like, circumstance. It's a whole child we're talking about as opposed to me like, no, you're right. Yeah, 100%. You bring him up or bring her up how you think it's right. And then you're choosing peace just because you want to be, I guess you could say, lacking of character, of parent. Or just not wanting to actually engage of trying to upbring that child because you just want to choose peace of mind. Yeah, it's completely different. Then that standpoint, I would choose to kind of be right, to engage in the discussion of being right.
It'll be right to you.
Yes. I may be wrong. But at least I'm trying to be right in that instance of like, yo, like, no, that's wrong. Like, you don't do this to that child or X, Y, and Z. But, yeah, I feel like it's all circumstantial, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, no, I'm not arguing with nobody. I don't got it in me. I don't have the time.
Yeah, I feel like you would just choose a happier peace of mind.
I mean, I wouldn't even.
The peace of mind, rather. Like,
but, like, yeah. What do you want to care? Like, what do you...
It doesn't mean I don't care, like, but I'm gonna let you.
No, it's not that you don't care.
I'm gonna let you fall on your face first, though.
Yeah.
I am patient enough to watch that slow burn.
Gotcha.
I don't win anyway. Like, I don't have any. Like, I don't. Like, it gets me nowhere. Hey, unless it's affecting my bottom line or it's harming somebody, I'm not finna argue with you about anything that is. Cause once you get me out of my head, then mad other stuff is affected. I got a business. I got all this other thing. No. In the situation, let's say it's in a relationship, because that's not a healthy thing to do. Just kind of just brush things off and let your partner. But you know, it depends on what it is, right? So if it's something small, and I was like, I don't care. Go ahead, it's fine. You got it. It doesn't matter.
I agree with you with that.
When the arguments get larger and larger, that's when just my vernacular changes. Like, hey, there is going to be a time where I'm not going to deal with this. Or I'm not going to do. Or you give yourself a limit. Like, hey, you got about one more time. Then this, I'm not finna argue with nobody. Yeah. If I'm not the arguing type, I don't want to go back and forth. With women, you really have, like, there should be more dialogue. I'm not arguing with no man back and forth. It's one to three options with me. Mm. We're going to handle this one way, we're going to handle this another way, and then that's it. You know what I mean? But I definitely would choose the peace of mind, because those things don't keep me up at night. Like, those things don't make me sweat. Like, the things that keep me up at night, I would understand is more so. Yeah, it's like, hey, this doesn't mean anything. I don't give a shit. Why? Like, why am I? Yeah. There's very few things that will get that, number one, rattle me, and number two, work me up. Especially at this point in my life. I'm older. Like, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I do think that when children are involved, it's a lot different. But also, sorry, that kid, your fuck up might have to sacrifice whatever he got going on. And yeah, we got to figure that kid might have. You might have to. He might have to fall in the face for you to realize you're stupid. I'm gonna wait for you to come around. Yeah, we're gonna go to school, and then they keep taking us, and then the school too much, or they racist. Okay, cool. I'll wait 6 months. It's fine, cause I was right. And I'm gonna let it. I will watch it burn first. I will let you. I love watching you dig a grave. Okay, I told. No problem. You got it. And I will sit and I'll watch. I'll watch for 6 months. I'll watch a year. I'll watch 2 years. Okay. All right. Just waiting for that time. When you come, what can we do? No, I'll give you advice already. Yeah. We're going to do it my way or that's it. At this point, it's not a partnership anymore in this conversation. So, yeah, I heard that question. I can't remember where I heard it before, but it was a very interesting conversation. And how many people kind of took that stance of, hey, like, no, I want my, and I think, not being misogynist, but a lot of women take that stance. No, I don't care whether I'm right, or I want my point to be heard. So it really doesn't matter where I'm going with this. Yeah. I want my point to be heard. It's and I'll be like, hey, this doesn't make sense, though. Yeah. I don't care. Is not that serious. Doesn't matter. I need my point to be heard and emphasized. It's the attention. I love it. Okay, no problem. You got it. Sure. No problem. Sure. And the calmer you are, the better it is. Okay, no problem. Sure. No problem. No problem at all. But yeah, I heard that, and it was a lot of kind of like, yeah, I really, really want to. In my mind, I need to be right now. Man, when we do that, we never win. So I don't get the point in it. Us forcing our rightness, there's never a win there.
Yeah. So I said, I'm right now. You're not talking. No, what? Who won?
Yeah, but no. But you can't be once you decide that
you commit.
No, once you commit to the hey, you're right. You can't be like pissy about it now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you got to be like, all right, cool. Like, you really got to go about your day.
Yeah.
If I'm still at that point, then I'm. The whole point of that, we're gonna argue again anyway. So what's the point? Like, it just leads to another argument. Mm. So if you say she's right, you got to lean into it. Like, okay, you're actually right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you got it.
And then 8 months later, if she's not, then it's like, oh, well, I said this 8 months ago, so why are you talking to me about this? Why are you having this conversation? I said this 12 months ago. I said this. But, yeah, I thought it was an interesting conversation. I think that's all I got in terms of that. A lot?
I think a lot, yeah.
I know Summer Walker came out. J. Cole smoked that verse. Did. That I liked. Not that All My Life shit. I liked this Summer Walker project and his verse. A lot of people didn't like it, but I enjoyed it.
It was cool.
It's very it was soothing,
his lane.
Calm.
It was his lane. Like, his bag, I feel like. The beat and shit.
Nah,
and
Cole smoked that shit.
Yeah.
He smoked that shit. And her project, it's very, Erykah Badu, neo-soul, indie soul, and I like it. And I know it's just like a bunch of, it's like not a throwaway, but like, this is fine.
Mm-hmm.
This is fine for what it is.
Katrinata and Amine is a project.
Oh, I love that project. I listened to it.
Katrinata.
I listened to it for a good majority of the weekend. It was playing. I liked it. I like it a lot.
It's called Katrinata.
I like it a lot.
It's solid. I fuck with it. I fuck with Amine. And I fuck with Katrinata, so.
I like it. I do like that. Katrinata, that's my dog. I love that nigga's music, bro. That's my dog, bro. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the album a lot. What else we got? Rain. Shout out my dog, Rain, man. He put out an EP. Go get it on Apple Music. Let me do some more promotion for my dog. Let me do some more. Let me do this right. Still Up For Real was the original single that I heard first. Because I've heard this project, I've heard the records on this project, I want to say maybe a year now. And, Rain being a really close friend of mine, I'm proud of him. I'm proud that he's consistent. I think Rain is one of the best rappers I've ever heard. And, yeah, I mean, please go stream his EP. It's phenomenal.
Rain be rapping.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
He be rapping.
Like I said, the project is called Still Up For Real. I'm sorry. The first thing I heard was Pain. I've heard all these, I would say, in a mixed order of when they were recorded, and it was just at different times in Rain's life, and I just want to say I'm proud. I'm proud that he's here. And, yeah, Rain, I'm proud of you, man. Keep pushing. Don't stop putting music out. It's phenomenal. It's great. Yeah. And it's very hard to be an artist and, the emotional toll it takes to put your life in music, to put your life into something, and it doesn't go unrecognized. So please go stream Rain. It's Still Up For Real. Apple Music. Go into Rain's bio. Get some of those freestyles on SoundCloud. Yeah. Anything else come out?
Nah, not music-wise. That's about it.
All right, I think that's all. That was all for music. We have sports. Yuck.
Talk about it.
I don't want to.
Would you like me to lead the segment?
What happened in sports?
The Nuggets.
It's tragic. I can't front. I watched two games over there in the bar.
Lakers swept.
Yeah, I was probably the only one that actually watched those games then. I was looking around, everyone was drunk, and I'm over here like, damn, bro, this is really happening. Like, it's not Bron's fault.
How was it in just D.C. just distraught? Like, yo, bro, what the fuck? Cannot believe this. But honestly, man.
We put up 31 points in the first half.
LeBron had 40 in game four. But also, the reality of it is that series was over when we lost game two. The Denver is too good of a team to not split at home.
I told you I'd even bugging.
No, Denver's too good of a team to not steal one at home, one. And two, all the games were a 6-point difference. So we could have won every single game.
Jokic really should be making some weird ass shots.
Bro.
He should be tossing them shits up, bro. Them shits should be overhead.
I saw a photo.
And them shits should be fucking
shit. Listen, Embiid needs to mail that trophy back to Jokic.
Yep. Crazy. He really does.
He needs to mail it back. And just his dominance, not even his dominance, it's like AD not being able to take the assignment one-on-one is what killed us. Not saying he has to stop him, not saying he has to lock him down, but not being able to take the assignment is the issue. Mm. Not being like, yo, by at least the third quarter, say, hey, I'm going to guard him for the rest of this game. Right? I'm going to guard him for the rest of this game just to slow him down. Because when you're playing against superstars, they're going to score no matter what.
Yep.
But just to slow him down, that we couldn't trust him to do that. AD is one of the best defenders in the NBA. Cool. But you can, one-on-one, that's that, y'all should equal out. And then let the rest of the teams, let the rest of these niggas figure it out.
Yeah.
Y'all was supposed to just even out. But then I don't necessarily blame AD. I do put a little bit on LeBron just because I feel like he should have been a lot more aggressive earlier in the series. But I do understand that maybe follow time's catching up to him. I don't know. But it was a lot of game planning, too. Denver's coach, he's just a genius. I cannot wait to see him in Miami. Him, Miami, their brains. Yeah. That's why nobody's going to watch this finals, but I am. It's the battle of the coaches. Because it's these coaches that got...
also free on YouTube?
What?
On YouTube?
I think the finals is going to be like free on YouTube.
Is it?
Doesn't ABC cover? I'm pretty sure ABC covers
ABC
it.
Has a deal with YouTube TV.
Oh, so then maybe. So most likely is.
Yeah, YouTube TV for sure ain't free, though. I'll tell you that much. So then. But, oh, God. Lakers not in now. I'm not promoting shit. What the fuck y'all talking about? Stream what?
And Celtics didn't get swept.
Yeah, but that series is over.
I thought they were yes.
Listen, that game.
Butler going to close that out.
Miami more so lost that game than the Celtics won. If the Celtics came out and went crazy, and I was like, okay, I would have been like, all right, they got a shot here. But the way Miami was still up 12, they just were missing shots, and they seemed tired. So I think Boston loses next game in Boston. And even if they don't, like, by the time they get back to Miami, the series is over. Yeah. But I think it's going to be Miami-Denver, and I'm going to be rooting for Miami. Yeah. If they win, that is a story that will be forever in history.
Butler is deserving of that ring.
Yeah,
he also deserves one. He deserves
finally
one.
Finally go to Michael Jordan's house. So I hear that.
That's crazy.
I won one.
That was wild.
LeBron pump faking his retirement.
100%. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. I don't care. I don't care. Fuck them. Fuck Denver and they little like sweep us.
It's like, are you going to retire, LeBron? It's like, I got things to think about. Like, bro, we know you're not going to retire.
Well, I'll shoot him some bail. In that moment when you really, your foot needs surgery, you still have to carry a team where you've been trying to give this nigga the team for 3 years.
Of course.
And he still can't do it. Mm-hmm. I can understand frustration, he being like, yo, bro, I'm done with this shit. Yeah. Like, I can understand, in his heart, he's probably like, yo, I'm so tired of this shit.
A lot of shit on your back.
Well, I just want to be second fiddle. You take over. I've done everything I want to. And then I can... LeBron as a second fiddle gets us to a championship. If AD dominates, we get there. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, as a Laker fan, I do understand we did not have it's not an unsuccessful season. From where we started to being in the conference finals,
so long
beating long. Golden State and Memphis.
Yeah.
Listen, I get it. But AD's gotta be ready to take this team. That nigga needs a new trainer. He needs something.
He need a new body.
He needs something in the glass, man. That's what he needs.
Yeah, like he needs
street
to do something.
Clothes.
D'Angelo Russell, I never want to see him again. I don't ever want to see him again. I don't care where he plays. I don't ever send him to the Orlando Magic. I don't give a fuck. Get him out of here.
Shanghai.
I don't care.
Sharks.
I don't necessarily want Kyrie because that guts our team.
That'd be fire, though. I can't.
Right? Well, no. If we can keep Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, and get Kyrie Irving, I don't give a fuck. Who else? We don't need nobody.
White boy, too. He nice.
No, Austin Reeves, yeah. He's a legend at this point. We keep him and Rui and everybody else can go.
Get two great white boys basketball players. At first they had Caruso, and then they got
Austin Reeves. Austin smokes Caruso, but still, fuck Caruso.
Nah, but Caruso was valid when he was on the team, though.
Fuck him. He's not looking no more.
That's crazy. You can't be talking like that right now.
Fuck him. I don't care. Fuck, wait. It's still fuck Denver. Nigga. Fuck Denver, Memphis. Who else? We beat Golden State.
Yeah.
Who else is in the West? Phoenix. Fuck all them niggas. I don't care. Fuck. Phoenix lost by 70 to these niggas. I don't care. Fuck them.
Yeah, that shows disappointing. I can't.
But they ain't get swept, so I can't say that shit. I'm excited for the finals, man. I don't mind the Miami-Denver series because I'm going to enjoy watching these coaches battle it out.
There's going to be two hungry teams.
That
have been going crazy. They're
going
to be good games. That could really go either way.
Yeah, I am not mad at it.
Game 7? Nah, I say you probably have to. I say like game 6 probably.
Game 6?
Yeah, 6 or 7.
I say like game 6. If it gets to 7, they really hungry.
It depends who wins this first. If Miami steals game 1, this is going 6 to Miami.
Oh, shit.
If they steal game 1. But if Denver gets 1 and Miami gets the next one, we're looking at 6-7 game. I mean, we're looking at 7 games.
Because Butler's going to really wild out, bro.
I don't think Denver plays good enough defense, which was fucking so frustrating to watch those Lakers series. Denver doesn't play that great defense. So I don't think they play good enough defense to stop how good Miami's offense has been. Mm. And if the Lakers are just taking advantage that Denver does not want to play, they just want to score.
Type shit.
So, well, that's my little playoff. That's our little playoff recap, man. I think that's all we got today.
Yes,
sir. That's it. Thank you guys for liking, subscribing, listening, doing all the amazing things you do.
If you ain't get your tickets for the party, go do that.
Don't slack.
Get your tickets for the party, please. Please don't wait till last minute. They will be more expensive. Yeah, don't text me. And the tickets will be way more expensive.
Yeah, people do it every year.
I mean, hey, party. Works out for me in the long run. You know what I mean? But, yeah, so thank you guys for liking, subscribing, listening. As always, we are the greatest show on earth. Rest in peace, Ty. Yes, I love you guys. Thank you.
Life, more love.